that Jesus walked on.
Podcast. Dirty Water Podcast.
Man, stop fucking talking to me like that.
Oh, not even about just CJ, man. Shut up.
Shout out to CJ.
Yeah, CJ, I'm tired of CJ. He ain't never around, goddammit.
CJ getting some butt right now. That's a fact. Shout out to CJ. Gotta go for your second win, my nigga.
That nigga doing the dug.
Why you ever put CJ on blast?
Doing
that,
bro. Shout
out to CJ. Doing the dug.
He gonna cut
right
it out anyway.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
I
will.
Think he's gonna roll with this one. Guess AO CJ, don't cut this one.
Cut it. Cut it.
Put that extra stroke in for me, nigga. Just
Jesus
that extra
Christ.
One.
Here we go.
Just that extra one. Say this one for my nigga Dave.
Oh my God. The bad thing about it is he's gonna cut this out because I think she does listen. Shout out to her, though.
Fact. Shout out to you.
Oh my God. Anyway, this is Dirty Water Podcast.
Slow
I'm Lex.
Jazz playing.
I'm Moses. Lex.
Damn.
You already know, man.
Slow jazz playing.
He can't have slow jazz playing?
Boom, chick, boom. Chick, boom, chick, doom.
What song is that? Huh? What song is that?
That's him.
Oh, my God.
Got the bass.
Yo.
Bass guitar. Boom. All right. Chick, boom.
First of all, I don't even want to think of CJ playing bass.
Don't think about it. I don't want to think about a nigga taking off his shirt just to put ice on it. But we got to, okay?
There we go.
What okay, the fuck we got are you to. Talking about? What are you What are you talking
about? Don't you worry about it.
Tell him. You got to tell him what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. They know what it is. You Let's go. Is.
Man, listen.
I know from the last episode, some niggas right now, man, why he keep showing his nipples, dog? I don't even Why is he doing that to them niggas, yo? That's torture, yo.
First of all, we are in Fayetteville, North Carolina, where the fucking temperature is getting to like 90 plus degrees, feeling like
it's
100 and something with the humidity,
it's
right?
It's cool time right now, though.
It be fucking hot out here. Nigga, what the fuck you want me to do? I be sweating and shit, the fucking dirty water pouring out my pores. But anyway, fuck all that shit.
Enough of your pores.
That's bacon grease. That's bacon grease from that salmon. Keep sweating out. Right. You got the lard your brown rice, and you're sitting there talking about, I don't know why I'm sweating. The pork is coming out.
I really do like the brown rice. Can I see your light, please? Anyway, listen. We in here with... what you want us to call you? I don't even know.
I am who I am, man. Keem.
Introduce yourself.
I'm Cousin Keem.
Cousin Keem.
That's right.
Cousin Keem.
I am who I am.
Yeah. What's up, nigga?
Nothing much, man.
How you been, man?
I've
Make sure you speak into the microphone.
I'm here.
Because CJ he be talking shit.
Okay.
So, what's up, my nigga?
Nothing much, man. How you been?
Listen, I'm chilling. I woke up.
Me too. That's how I feel. I'm here.
You know what I'm saying? You down south.
Right.
Where you from, Cousin King?
I'm from the Bronx, New York, River Park Towers.
Up south.
Oh, see, he be talking too soft.
No, that's perfect.
Come on, man.
You know he talk like Fabulous. They're smooth. Just smooth. Just let them be smooth. Yeah. Sick of it.
From the Bronx?
Yes, I'm from the Bronx.
Where at?
Yeah. River Park Towers. That's the West Bronx or the South Bronx where hip-hop was created.
South Bronx. Okay, Do you fuck with A Boogie with the hoodie?
I still got the C-Town down there, right? Still got C-Town down there?
No, we don't got C-Town no more. You've been through it
yeah.
before.
Yeah. Oh, you don't fuck with A Boogie?
You don't fuck with A Boogie?
High Bridge, man?
No, we don't fuck with High Bridge. From where I'm from, we don't fuck with that.
Yeah, okay.
That's geographical reasons.
Okay, well, can you explain some of these reasons? Is it possible?
No.
Damn, you can't give us a rundown?
Nothing.
You think it's going to come back?
Not that it would come back. I don't even care about that.
I fuck with A Boogie though. You don't listen to his music or nothing?
No. I know he's famous.
Nigga Don Q can spit, man.
He can spit. It's people from where I'm from that can spit too.
Oh, here we go.
Ooh.
Some Bronx ride.
I like this. So no ASAP Rocky, huh?
I fuck with ASAP too.
ASAP Harlem though.
Free ASAP.
That's a fact.
Free ASAP.
Free ASAP.
Ferg too?
Ferg is good. Definitely. He's definitely good.
You know what? Ferg remind me of like a new age Buster.
He got hands. He can spit too.
It's not a bad comparison, I think. Like, yeah, for the newer age, like
Anarchy album.
I think I like him because he does his research.
Buster got a neck like a fucking tree trunk.
I told you got that fucking like a pit bitch got that horse neck.
Fucking crazy.
That T-Rex neck.
Oh my god.
Bitch got a dinosaur neck now.
Y'all niggas stupid.
Looking like he swallowed a brick.
Yeah. Nobody choking that nigga.
Oh fuck.
Or I'll be able to swallow a real brick.
Oh shit. Shit.
That's why it failed, cause his neck got out of control.
Oh my god.
I'm in love with the cocoa. You remember he was performing, old boy performing, he was standing there trying to bob his head, his neck got out of control.
Fell off
his goddamn head just hit
him. My nigga OT Genesis.
Yeah, he killed somebody because his forehead killed somebody.
Oh my
Bam! Last concert they seen because his fucking neck don't know what to do.
Mm. Yo, so Keem, how old are you, bro?
I'm 26.
26 years old.
I just turned 26.
So you still in New York?
Nah, I live in Philly now.
Oh yeah,
I live in Philly, man.
Yeah, Philly.
Shout out to Philly too. Yeah,
you gonna get the pork chop sideburns?
Never, I would never. Never.
you ain't running Oskino or?
Nah, I haven't ran into him yet.
No. I mean, no freeway, nobody out there.
No, nah, nope.
Damn. So, what you doing in Philly?
Working, and besides working, I got a studio out there too, a recording studio.
What's the name of the studio?
COG Studios or COG Clubhouse.
So you own it? Shut the fuck up, Moses.
Yes, sir. Me and my partners.
Y'all own the studio and shit, so y'all be renting out the niggas and shit.
Yes. Somebody recording right now, probably as we speak.
Look at this nigga trying to flex. He's trying to flex on Dirty Water.
Nah, I'm not trying to flex at all. That's the truth.
That's a fact. Young man own his own business. Gotta love that.
Wearing suits.
So how do you feel about being, you know, such a young age and, you know, owning your own business like that and creating your own way, trying to make money?
I mean, I feel like it's something that we all should do.
Mm.
But I feel like I was more motivated when I had a daughter, probably. When you have a kid, like, your brain starts to work a little faster.
Mm.
That's how I feel.
It was like, I gotta get it.
It's a fact.
That's how you feel? When I have a baby, just that mindset's kicking, like, I gotta get it. It ain't about me.
And it's also when you're around a couple like-minded people. That's right. That helps.
The support team around it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Do you get a lot of money off of owning the studio, or is it just something you just, like, when did you start this? What year?
Just now.
Oh, you just now?
A couple months in.
Okay.
Literally a couple months in, 2 months in.
Shut the fuck up. All y'all niggas out there in Philly that trying to make some music, a lot of y'all niggas is trash, but, you know, still can try.
But the Philly niggas is trash?
Yeah, listen, it's trash niggas everywhere.
That's true. I'm just asking.
There's a lot of music people are in Philly. Real music people come out.
I thought a lot of spitters be coming from Philly, though.
A lot of spitters do come from Philly. They do. They come from everywhere. But it's a lot of trash people everywhere, like Dave said.
But still, though, you still come record. What's the name of the studio?
COG Studios.
COG Studios. Yes. Come lay down them trash-ass bars you got.
Please,
you know what I mean? Cash out Cousin King.
We'll make
nigga.
You sound good, too. We'll make you sound good.
There you go.
I got the mixing and everything.
They got a writer, too.
Engineers,
writers.
Artists, everything. Everything you need.
Yeah, okay.
You be going there talking about you freestyling.
You can do whatever you want. We can do whatever you want.
As long as you paying for it. Fuck yeah, that. Right. Come do that, yo. Where's it located at in Philly?
It's in northeast section of Philly, Tioga, specifically 2126 East Tioga Street.
Hey.
Got you. All right, so what the fuck bring you down here, though, nigga?
What bring me down here?
Yeah, what you down here?
My
family's
here.
Why you out
here
in the South, man? What's up, man?
My family's here, right? This is where we're from.
You think he recruiting?
I came down here.
He looking for the next J. Cole.
Not at all. Not at all. But if he comes along, then why not?
You wonder why Dave be getting on the spot this fucking hometown hero J. Cole shit, yo.
Niggas love this nigga.
Who else came out?
This
is
where he's
who
from.
Else came
this
out right from. Now?
It's disgusting.
J. Cole
though.
Is like
a lot of
who
different
people down
out?
Here, right?
It's a lot of different, huh?
J. Cole is like Cove down here, right? Like to people.
Nah, Petey Pablo like Cove.
Nah, chill out.
This nigga lying, man.
No, I put to you like this shit. The baby on his way to being like Hov down here.
The baby over J. Cole?
Oh, not over J.
No,
not over J. Cole.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, I don't know. I mean, he's spitting though. Yeah. The baby's spitting.
Yeah, but I'm talking about just facts. Don't get a twist. I think
the baby got a ways to go, man.
I think both of them good.
He got a ways to go. You don't know what the future holds.
Yeah, but he's on the right path though.
Like, who's to say J. Cole won't pass him that crown real quick?
Why would he pass him anything?
Real quick.
I'm just saying. Like, when Cole is like, yo, I don't want to do this no more, but you know what I mean?
You think he's going to pass it to the baby?
Why not? Nah, shit, he put him on that Dreamville shit, and the baby bodied
that
shit.
Yeah, he put him on that.
Like you said, he got a lot of artists. But he got a lot of artists.
He put him on there because he hot. If the nigga wasn't hot, he wouldn't have put him on there.
With some Carolina shit, though.
Yeah, that's what it was.
You know what I'm saying? Some Carolina shit.
But it was good for the look.
That nigga Rain 910 is nice too.
Oh, shout out to him.
That nigga can spit. I ain't never heard that nigga like on the cold track yet.
Yeah, I like the way you did that, Dave. Real shit.
And I think that nigga from Raleigh or some shit.
Who?
What part of North Carolina Rain 910?
He from here.
He from Fayetteville?
Yeah.
There you go.
He from Fayetteville, my nigga.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say he went to Westover. Shout out to Westover.
Yeah, Cody can spit.
You know what I mean? Hey, yo, shout out to Ville, Eastside, Charlotte, what up? You know what I mean? A bunch of different cities, Philly.
Right. Now we're full. What up, nigga?
What up?
Right.
You know what I mean? I seen LA. I keep seeing Tampa, motherfucking Atlanta,
Arizona.
Motherfucking Chicago. Yo, I'm gonna be real. I ain't seen Arizona. I'm gonna be real. Yeah. Like, I ain't trying to flex on this shit. I seen one
niggas listening to Arizona, nigga.
We not in Aerie yet?
I ain't see Aerie.
I'm gonna be honest with you.
Looking hard.
Huh?
It's some nigga, one house, nigga.
I ain't gonna flex, but I ain't looked at the analytics in like 4 days. Okay. I ain't looked at the analytics in like 4 days, but I've seen Canada, I've seen Africa.
Or Japan, if y'all still out there.
I ain't see Japan. They stopped listening.
Oh, fuck y'all niggas.
Nah, don't do that. They might come back. Chill out,
man. No, don't say fuck them.
Yeah, I'm saying, what the fuck is wrong with
that? Konnichiwa, niggas.
I'm just saying, it is what it is.
They probably was like, we ain't talking about them or nothing. They like, no, they disrespect.
Nah, well, shit, man. Shout out to Japan. Come back. Fuck with us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like chicken and rice.
Yo, you like, so you, Kim, you fuck with the South?
I definitely fuck with the South.
You fuck with the South?
Yeah, I love the South.
This nigga said chicken and rice.
What's wrong with chicken
and
rice?
In Chinese. All right, got it. This nigga's wild.
Portuguese.
What happened, Lex? What happened?
No, I'm just saying, like, what got you fucking with the South, though? You know, for you to be a New York nigga, man.
What you mean what got me fucking with it? I mean, my family is from here. My people originated from here, right?
But you don't goddamn come down here often, nigga.
You're right, I don't come. I used to, though.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
That's a lie.
What's wrong with coming down here, man?
Ain't nothing wrong with coming down here. You don't come down here often.
I came down here more often before.
Before, yeah.
I would just say, come down here. You live here.
Yeah, exactly. You from here. You don't come to New York that often.
Chill out. I come to New York every now and then.
Every now. That's how I feel about here. I come here every now and then, right?
I got kids.
Me too.
Yeah, you right. I be pressing Dave. Like, when he going?
Okay.
Full.
When I'm going where?
When you gonna pop that little one out, man?
Oh, what are you talking?
Because everybody sitting here got kids now.
They ain't got nothing to do with nothing. What they got to do?
They got something to do with everything.
I don't got nothing to do with nothing.
He's about to have one, bro.
I'm not about to have shit.
Don't worry about it.
What you?
You about to have it.
Wah. Yo, welcome to the East Side where the sirens be popping. Like,
that's how I have it, my nigga. You just heard that siren, right? That's how I have it.
Yeah, whatever, nigga.
Ambulance came to get shorty about that wham. That wham.
You know, Dave, he gonna be dancing. Like, of course, gonna...
These niggas.
I got something to tell you.
Hold on.
Nah, yeah. Anyway.
Yo, Kim, you from New York, you from the Bronx.
Yes.
You in Philly. Who's your favorite rapper?
My favorite rapper?
Yeah.
Of all time or just like right now?
Lil Uzi?
Nah.
Come on. I hope it ain't Lil Uzi. Where you from?
Nah, I do what I want.
He's from Philly.
That shit hard though. That shit is hard, man.
He got hits, but
yeah. Just the way he shake his shoulders.
He's not my favorite artist.
Look at my shoulders just move.
I don't like the shoulder shake either.
Whatever, you do it. No, you do the shoulder shake when you take off your shirt. Now shut up.
Here we go, man.
We're back to what you was asking. Like right now or of all time?
Top five right now. We have another top five. Okay, talk. Come
top,
on, cuz.
Top five discussion. That fast.
All right. Ego, cuz. Yeah, poops.
Yeah, come. Think you did it, bitch.
I'm about to come out the shirt. Go ahead, my bad. Go ahead, King. My
five. Top five, Dave.
Oh, we don't. Hold on. Is he going to do it without Big Pac, Jay Z, and Nas?
I have to leave them out.
That's the rules.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Go ahead.
There you got a boo boo.
Cam. Yes, Cam.
Cam. He's a legend.
This is no order.
He's
this
a
no
legend.
He's a legend.
I want to say Cam. Yeah. Though. Big L.
Big L. Harlem.
Fat Joe. Not Fat Joe. Big Pun. Big
before
Fat Joe.
Yeah.
When you pork chops.
Big Pun. But Fat Joe go hard too though.
Big Pun before Fat Joe.
Right. Okay.
I was just thinking, I'm digging in the crates.
So Fat Joe not in the picture. Fab, Big Pun.
You ain't even gonna put Fat Joe after Big Pun?
No. Okay, Fab.
Yeah, I was asking.
Fab, and then, sheesh. This is a toss up, but I want to say Twister? I'm gonna say Jada.
Now this is interesting. Because it's different than what you said earlier.
What's
up, Dave?
That's because I threw Big L in this one. So I had to like rearrange it a little bit.
You didn't have
Cool G Rap, and then I didn't have Pun. But I had to have
Cool G Rap.
I thought about that. I have to have Pun. Cool G would be six.
Let's see. Cool G is a part of the still the whole big.
Still, exactly.
Well,
I think
above
he's,
them, actually.
Exactly. Well, Big Daddy Kane.
Yeah. He's
I fucks
a, he's
with Big Daddy
though.
Kane, too, though.
Yeah.
He part of that, too.
Yeah.
With Cool G and them.
Okay, so he's excluded.
KRS-One.
I would throw ODB. Like I said, I would throw Banks in at six, though.
Banks?
Six, like we
Lloyd
said
Banks.
Earlier. Banks. I would throw Banks in at six.
Banks?
Mm-hmm. Back. At six. Banks is 50
done Mark EO and took his chain.
Top five, Lex.
Yo, who I had again? I had Kiss.
Who you got now, nigga?
Your boy, your local.
Nah, I got Kiss. I got Styles. I got Fab. I got DMX. And I got Beanie Siegel.
Ooh, Beans. That's not bad. Beans.
That's what I got.
Beans could be any top five.
We have. I ain't know all three.
Moses. It's six. Name your six or 5.5. That's what we're gonna do. 5.5.
Oh no, my six.
5.5, not six. That means who you interchange who you switch
who's
five.
Interchangeable,
with.
Right?
Interchangeable. The you know who's interchangeable. You ain't gotta say who you would take out. Just
right. Fuck. It'll be. I put it to you like this. It'll be in between Banks and T.I.
You're from the South. That makes sense.
No, I got to give it to my South niggas, man. Because South niggas
over
be spitting.
All the other South niggas, though? T.I.?
I like T.I. because T.I. trap and he spit.
Chains, Jeezy.
T.I.
Lyrically?
Lyrically, T.I.
Okay.
Lyrically, yes.
Yeah. I mean, lyrically, Talib Kweli, nigga.
Right, Dave.
Yo, okay. Moses, you up next, nigga. Let's go. Top five, nigga. You always got a different top five than everybody else. And niggas value that, so let us know.
Like your OG back was some shit. One time.
Yeah, he said some wild shit,
crazy shit. Well, go ahead.
OT.
Fuck. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, there you go.
Let's go with Ghostface.
Okay,
that's not bad.
I'm tired of that. Okay,
but I wouldn't.
Look at Dave.
I should have went next.
Go ahead.
Let's go with who else? I was like banging real hard. Let's go Pimp C, man.
Okay.
Let's go with 2 Chainz.
That's three.
This is straight Southern.
He from the South.
I know.
So what's wrong with that?
Let's go with Outkast.
Okay.
You gotta pick
both
one,
of them,
nigga.
Or
you
one
can't,
or the other.
I can use
two
a group,
that's
nigga.
Two
what
slots.
The fuck? That's
nah,
one.
That's
I
two and one, bro.
I could have said a couple
that's two
groups.
One. Yeah, if you want to do
right,
groups.
Nigga, I can do the whole locks, nigga. Fuck you talking about.
Two and one.
All right, whatever. Go ahead.
2-1. You hear what I'm saying?
I got 3-1 then, huh? Nigga. Fuck out of here. Go ahead.
I'm sick of these.
You're bullshit.
Nigga.
That should be 5 right there.
Don't make me say something.
You better say Busta Rhymes, motherfucker.
I thought I did say Busta.
I ain't hear you say him. All right, a bunch
Rhymes,
of South
yeah.
shit.
Busta Rhymes. Cause I was that nigga had me hype.
That nigga ain't had you shit.
Had me hype. And Lil Jon. That's
what's
it.
Your favorite five Busta Rhymes songs?
Give me some more.
That's one.
Can't even name five.
I'm trying to. First of all, it's a lot of tracks. Second of all, kiss my ass. I ain't got a fucking rush for you.
You gonna let him talk to you like that, Dave?
I ain't got a rush for you.
You gonna let him talk to you like that, Dave?
This nigga the same size as this nigga Busta Rhymes' neck.
Jesus Christ. Except Dave over here.
So what you got? What you got, Dave?
Taking pictures and shit.
Dave announcing shit.
Right.
Always be trying to get on me.
Chill, like, I got my work attire on.
Who?
What you man is it?
Nobody's fucking shirt on, right?
Yeah. Nobody. That's not good. Listen, he didn't get my good angle. Listen, I got
Memphis Bleek.
What the fuck?
Bleek ain't in my five. But he got Bleak some. He got some shit.
What Memphis Bleek? That's your man, though.
20, nigga.
That's your man. He's with Jay Z. Man,
what you like? Yo,
nigga was getting sandwiches, Bleak, man. That's your man, though.
The understanding is hard.
I would know.
The understanding is hard.
Any selling liquor, man.
Help me out.
What?
Memphis round here.
I ain't gonna disrespect
round here.
Memphis.
Round here?
I think
we do them things round here.
I think Daddy had a better verse than him on that. Come on now, man.
Come on, man.
Coming of age.
Trick Daddy,
coming
man.
Coming of age was good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Trick Daddy.
But
yeah.
that was old, and I wasn't his.
The understanding is hard.
But Memphis, nah.
Come on. Well,
nah.
I don't really be seeing Memphis in nobody's top five, no way.
Never.
I feel like it's out there, but I just don't come across it.
We never do top five groups. Huh?
Top five groups?
That's easy, though.
Yeah, how many
that's
groups?
Easy. You going to throw the Lox, Dipset, Wu-Tang.
It's a lot less groups.
Who
than,
else?
You know what I mean?
I'm going to say UGK, Lox.
Who else I'm going to say?
Wu-Tang.
I'm missing a big one.
Now you
right
with
now.
The Wu.
Outkast.
Now you with nope. The Wu.
I've always been with the Wu. Outkast.
Never been with the Wu.
You stupid as fuck, nigga. I already told you how the ODB. Fuck I was on Supreme Clientele, nigga.
The Mob.
You know what I'm saying? Only built for Cuban links.
Yeah. I'm missing another big one.
Some niggas like Tribe Called Quest.
That's what I was missing.
I be feeling like Prodigy don't be getting his flowers the way he should.
Like, I agree. That's
Prodigy
true.
From Mob Deep.
Y'all ain't. You ain't saying him.
I just said them.
Right.
Fuck you talking about. So yo, you brought up Cam.
Yeah.
That's your all
Cam a legend.
That's my all. Yeah, he is. He is. Everywhere.
Laffy Taffy.
So. He got bars. He got heat. He got heat. I wish I could play some shit.
But. Is he a legend?
Yeah.
Huh?
Definitely. Definitely a legend. Definitely. I think y'all agree with that. Why would y'all
go
to
the Waffle House?
He was rapping with a lot of people, Big L.
Yeah. Jay-Z. Tell the chicks to bring the waffles out.
I don't know. Legend.
Nah, Dave, you know the real shit.
What's your favorite Cam album?
Scoobity Booby.
My favorite Cam album is probably Come Home With Me.
Okay, damn. Nah, I can't even. I'm trying to argue for podcasting sakes, and you're making it difficult. Because that's my favorite.
That's a platinum. I could go Purple Haze too. I could switch it up.
You don't fuck with SDE.
What about Come Home? With that, come Home With Me, won't good.
That was he that, just that's said what come I home said. With me, nigga. That's the first one. That's the best. Album.
That is the right. Best.
That's
Cam
top
album.
Five albums ever to me.
Nigga say he better than Jay though. You can argue that, can't you?
I could argue that
hold
too.
Hold on. Now yeah, you're gonna you, turn right? This shit the fuck out.
That's you, right?
And I fuck with Jay.
Cam is better than Hov.
I think so.
Well, explain.
Why are you mad? Why you mad?
Calm down.
Because he light skinned.
Whatever. They ain't got nothing. Yeah, whatever.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Because
he light skinned it. What the fuck is that? Anyway. Why is Cam better than Hov?
Jay can't win all
King,
the time.
You said why?
Yeah.
That's just my opinion. I
agree. That's subjective.
That's exactly. Everybody's opinion is their opinion. I feel like Cam is better.
With Tekashi.
Definitely.
Like what triggers your brain to say that? It's my question.
Just lyrically. I mean, I feel like
Hov
has a lot of Hov has a lot of content.
Yeah, lyrically.
Hov has a lot of content too, right? But I've
Cam
never
said you should
pay Miss Wallace? Huh?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Who the fuck said Hov ain't? We don't know that. Hov probably do a bunch of shit that he ain't telling nobody.
But I'm not disagreeing with you. I fuck with Hov.
So,
but I feel Cam is better, so this is just my opinion.
Yeah, we just talking about rapping. Right. Fuck what Cam said right there.
Just rapping. I feel like he's better.
Lyrically better than Hov.
Yes.
I'm going to say that's a no for me, dogs.
Okay. Okay. That's your opinion.
That's a fact.
Yeah, I wish I had three hands.
Wow.
Get that bitch three thumbs down, nigga. No. That shit is trash. But I fucks with Cam. Jay,
it's a different
level. I think Jay got, is it a Jay got
different
more,
levels. Levels, you know, to I'm the shit.
Jay got more material.
There's levels to the shit.
Crazy.
Jay got more material because Cam came out with all the mixtapes and shit too.
That's true. He got a lot of material. Cam got a lot of material.
You know what I'm saying? Along with the albums he did come out
and
with.
I think
so I ain't gonna say he got more material.
On my time was bigger than Hov's influence.
Yeah,
on my time.
Okay. My thing is, I feel like
I would say Hov didn't really have an influence on one specific period of time. He's just who he
he's
is.
He's just existed in every period of time.
But Cam and him definitely influenced a whole generation of people.
That's a fact.
But Hov did too.
Yeah, I wasn't dressing like Hov.
Nobody was dressed like Hov though.
Nobody wanted to button up in big jeans.
Nah, niggas was wearing pink shirts.
Lex was dressing like that.
Niggas was wearing pink shirts. Hold on. So how many niggas know? Rocking the white tees with the fucking jeans and the
everybody is white
in
white tees.
That's not Hov though.
That's not Hov.
Oh my god.
That's not Hov.
That was in my white tee.
What did you just call him?
I called him Harlem.
My point exactly.
I feel you on that, but nah.
First of all, Hov is from Brooklyn.
First of all,
that's a fact.
I had a button up or two. I feel
me too. Me too.
About
me too. So yes, me what too. The fuck you
but,
talking about?
But I wasn't trying to dress like Hov when that happened.
That's a fact.
It was just the time.
They were dressing like
I
probably
that,
had to go to a family
that,
function.
They were dressing like Bleak.
Picture day or something. It wasn't nothing that I wanted to wear every day around my mans.
My thing with Hov and Cam is though, I think I be feeling like, why is Cam not always in the same talks as Hov? When they came out around the same
nigga,
time.
Nigga, nobody's in the same talks as Hov when they came out around the same time.
Fuck out
exactly.
Here.
Who?
We talking about X all the time.
X.
Yeah. That's one. Who else?
But he's not in comparison to Hov still. Right. What you would say, right? That's what you would say. That's the public opinion.
So DMX got like albums as Hov?
No, it's just unfortunately.
He got more hard hitting songs than Hov?
He was a great artist.
Unfortunately,
he was a great artist. Yeah. He got some hard-hitting songs.
DMX just got a little bit more demons than
there you go.
That's what
there you
is.
Go.
So, you
know,
yeah.
To say the least. Shout out to X.
But you just asked me who, so. Mm.
Okay.
And I feel like, I mean,
you ain't
Cam, if Cam is as great, like,
I think he's great.
I mean, he's great, but I don't know about legend. That's just me.
He's not
legend.
He still put on people that we're listening to today.
You
listen to Jim Jones album.
You remember
right?
The pink shirts and stuff
to Jim,
you used to wear?
You listen to Jim album,
God
right?
Goddamn. Why
you still
he
wearing
know
pink?
Better. He know better.
I've never worn
you still
wore
wearing
pink.
Salmon colored shirts.
I've never wore pink or fucking salmon.
Yes, you
salmon
do. You love the... All right, whatever.
You always make up some bullshit.
I know.
Here,
we was jumping on a trampoline. You was wearing pink stuff.
No, I was not. I was never
this
into
this is
the
when
pink.
Everybody
I was
thought
never
it was
into that
Jewel
pink
Santana.
Shit. I fuck with Dipset, but I was never into that pink shit.
Oh, what's
fuck
wrong with,
out of
what's
here.
Wrong with pink though?
I mean, it's just not for me.
Mm. You wear pink
it?
All like, the time.
Ain't nothing wrong.
They're not gonna believe
pink,
you.
Wearing pink, cool, but it wasn't for me. I'm
it
not
was
gonna go
for
get
you.
Me a baggy ass pink shirt and put on some pink
nigga,
socks, nigga.
Anybody
it
who put ice
me.
On their back
nah,
like pink,
that.
Nigga.
Right.
That's no difference.
Hell,
if you put ice on your
get
back
the button
like pink,
up,
nigga.
Nigga. Nigga, what
you
talking about?
I definitely might have had a button up with like blue and pink.
This nigga had pink.
Yeah, I had pink.
I ain't had no pink.
This nigga had pink.
I've always wore black or blue.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's just the basic colors.
Maybe
now,
a
but,
little red or whatever, but I've never worn no pink.
I'm not even talking about the pink. I'm talking about like just style in general, though. Like
so, you was into the pink.
Now
shit.
You say not Cam ain't a legend. I definitely disagree about
yeah,
that.
He's definitely.
Cam
I
is
said
definitely
I don't know. Let me think on it some more.
Why you gotta think so hard?
Yeah, you, it ain't.
It's
because
you was down here during that time period.
Cam I keep telling you, you ain't no New York nigga. You got the wrong. You got the wrong tattoo on your arm.
That's the driving the push he was doing.
He got Yonkers on his arm. Shit say Vietnam, nigga.
I kiss my favorite rapper. DMX one of my favorite rappers. I love Styles P. I love Mary J. Blige. I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. Yonkers has every right to be a mom. Fuck y'all. Mm. Anyway, All right, Cam is a legend.
I'm from Fayetteville.
I'm sorry. Cam is a legend. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Thank
I'm sorry.
You.
He is. Thank he you is. For he is.
And Mitch, you wearing pink.
No, I didn't do that, though.
And you that's eat a salmon, fact. Right?
Huh?
You eat salmon?
Did you wear jerseys and shit, though?
Not like that.
You eat salmon?
You ain't wear no jerseys. You lying to
nah,
me.
Nah, it's on some real
no,
shit.
No, nigga, nah, they didn't really do that down here.
I'm telling you. I was more into just rocking white tees, jeans, and
that shit might have stopped at DC, nigga. It didn't make it down here, I'm telling you.
Oh my god.
The white tee game was on fire though. You know what
but
mean?
I be feeling like I started that.
The white tee game?
I be feeling like I started that and the Harlems down here until fucking Nelly did fucking Air Force One.
Y'all gotta call them up, so
that
call,
shit made me mad. I was getting nah, fuck that. I was getting all the colors, my nigga. And then next thing you know, Nelly came out with that fucking Air Force One shit. And all these niggas down here wanted to copy Air Force Ones.
You mad because we were copying.
I was
Air
mad
Force
at
One.
That shit.
Nigga said I had all the colors.
All of them. All the blacks and blues and the whites and shit.
Yeah, yeah. The
like I still wasn't had no shoes and nothing. Like this is the first one. Like New York was the first one to get some Air Force. No,
he had the mids.
Everybody had
I was in middle school. That shit. Fuck that, man.
Yeah, you were. He had the mids. He definitely had the mids because he didn't wear lows.
I know he had the mids.
Thank you.
That's bad, though.
Yeah, that's bad. Niggas don't wear mids.
That's terrible.
Niggas don't wear mids.
I was definitely wearing the mids.
No, you got to do low.
I was even getting the highs with the tongue behind the back.
You
got to
do low or the...
I can't do the highs?
That's the only... No, the highs are lows.
Oh, I was about to say y'all
did. But you said you did mids.
I did do mids.
I
definitely did mids.
That's
the truth.
That's different colors.
What's wrong with doing mids?
These just don't do mids no more, bro.
No, that was back then.
Back then it was still dangerous.
I think I might have had a couple of mids back then.
Yeah, come on. Don't fucking do me like that, man.
I didn't have any mids.
So you had no mids. You a young nigga.
No,
fuck out of here.
No, no.
You didn't even exist like that.
I learned from the best. No, I didn't do that.
You ain't even exist like that.
I did.
You was rich. You ain't give a fuck about no shoes.
I was never rich. I wasn't rich. I'm trying to get rich. It's hard.
I'm just saying, we didn't give a fuck.
What was you wearing? Fucking Felis, nigga? Forever I Love Atlanta?
Shacks.
Did you love Atlanta?
We weren't wearing no Felas.
He had some Shaqs.
Basically Nikes.
Nah, Shaqs had one pair that was hard, though.
What?
We was wearing Nikes.
The Reebok joints?
Oh, Reeboks, yes. Not Shaqs,
wearing Nikes.
Not the Shaquille O'Neals.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because this shit sold and pay less.
You got to understand, for some reason, we was trying to be like, y'all with the new shoes, we didn't want to hear no bullshit, because we always had some old nigga from New York.
Y'all could talk all that shit about them Shaqs. He sold a lot of them motherfuckers.
That just goes to show you that the influence in New York. Yeah. You trying to be like us always, and we moved down here.
I mean, that was always seen on TV. So the South got put on. South been out, but it won't playing like that.
Oh, so niggas wasn't dressing like Andre 3000, huh?
They was dressing like Snoop Dogg. That's what the fuck they was.
Nah, I keep it a buck with you. Niggas was dressing like fucking Cam doing all that pink shit.
See? Influence.
I'm talking about Andre.
And he's from one place.
Nobody wanted to dress like
Andre. Was.
Nobody wanted to dress like Andre?
There was a lot of white tees, a lot of pees.
Yeah, you know what Andre had on.
Yeah, jumpsuits. Exactly. Niggas weren't doing that.
A lot of jumpsuits.
It's an Atlanta thing, though. So,
it's a Fayetteville thing.
What's good, cuz? You know what I mean?
Nothing much, man. I'm just
windbreakers.
I'm glad to be here.
I'm glad to be here.
To be here.
How you feel about Dirty Water? Do you listen to us?
I definitely listen to Dirty Water podcast.
I feel like you lying.
I'm not lying.
You could be a liar.
I'm not a liar though. You know you should know better.
I don't know. You're a slick ass nigga.
I
know you
slick, but that don't mean I'm a liar though.
That's a fact. You wouldn't lie to us.
Slick. Exactly.
You wouldn't lie to us. Motherfucking Cam
a legend. I don't care. Done. Let's go.
Shit, ain't no motherfucker. Let's go. What y'all niggas want to talk about? Shit, we freestyling the fuck out of this one. Fuck it. Shit, what you want to talk about, Keem? What's on your mind, man? What's up with Philly? Is Philly good to you?
Philly's great to me.
Is it different than New York?
A little bit, but it's just smaller. That's the only difference, I would
say. Smaller?
Yeah, it's the same thing, but it's a slower pace and it's a little smaller. But it's similar. Very similar.
I didn't picture Philly to be a little smaller than New York.
Yeah, it is. Philly?
I guess because of the boroughs and shit.
Philadelphia?
Yeah.
It's very small compared to New York.
Yo, so are you about to say something?
No, I was about to ask, how's the atmosphere? Like
atmosphere?
Yeah. Like, is it comfortable?
It's a city of brotherly love.
Okay. Oh shit.
But ain't no love there.
Ain't no love.
What you mean, Dave?
Nigga, that's a Seagull vibe.
It's love there.
Bar, nigga.
Yeah. It's love there though. It's love there.
You ever thought about moving down south?
Definitely, definitely. At one point, I should get something down here. Piece of property, something.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Makes sense. Why? My family's from here. Like, everybody's from here.
Stop saying it because your family, nigga. You
my
got other goals.
My family is from here. That's like, not just cause that's my part of my biggest goals, though. My family.
Get back to the roots, man. Fayetteville, you heard?
You heard.
You heard.
A little settled here, man. Talk shit, but people love it. It's kind of easy.
Right. It's easy.
You can love that fast life all you want, but sometimes you just get tired of it.
Easy living is beautiful. That's a fact.
Like, yo, for you to be so young, how do you feel about fatherhood? How you enjoying that? How old is your baby girl now?
She's 9 months. Yeah, shout out to my daughter. Fatherhood though is beautiful though. It's what I say, it's fulfilling. It's fulfilling.
Oh, that's sweet.
So with keep the fatherhood,
all that fulfillment. You heard?
You move different, right?
You said what?
With the fatherhood, you move different.
Am I moving different? Nah, I don't think I was moving any bad way before.
Got you. Does it make you grind? Make you grind a little different now?
Definitely.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it changed your
decision making, right?
Yeah, it's not just about you anymore.
Oh, yeah,
it's
definitely.
About somebody else.
Definitely, definitely. That's the first priority. My daughter is my first priority.
Yeah, so you're dressed like a bum just to make sure she's straight.
Dressed like a bum? Why you gotta dress a bum?
I would dress like a bum.
Not
like
this nigga said never.
Never. I would
not like that, but you know what I mean. Nigga be getting the freshest shit. You don't like no bum, but you don't be like, damn, nigga ain't getting that shit. Nigga, my daughter.
Nah, I don't think about it like that. My daughter's not bothering me financially. I think that's why I'm happy about having a kid. Okay.
Shit.
Out the kids, man. You know what I mean?
Yo, how you feel about the NBA now, nigga? I know you're a sports kind of nigga.
I definitely am a sports kind of nigga.
wait, first, before y'all get in y'all bag, because I'm going to be absent from this conversation.
Why you got to be absent?
I don't do that. That's but crazy. Anywho, what you think about my nigga Melo? My nigga Melo, innocent or guilty?
He's innocent.
That's right, because black men don't cheat. Keep going with your conversation.
All right. My nigga Dave. So, yo, there's a lot of fucking free agency going on.
Yes.
Trades, let me tell you some real shit real quick.
What's that?
Shit pisses me off that motherfucking Kemba Walker is gone, right?
That he's going where?
Because he left Charlotte.
Charlotte? Okay, yeah, he's from North Carolina.
He left Charlotte. But no, check me out, though. Check me out, Moses.
Charlotte.
He's the all-time leading scorer.
This nigga don't give a fuck about it.
I don't give a fuck about a fucking sport.
He said, fuck y'all. Right.
He left. They don't give a shit. Now, go ahead. That nigga from Charlotte, too. Fucking dumb bad.
Now, let me tell you real shit.
Come on, lie to that, nigga. Nah, fuck it. Keep my lie to, man. You always do this shit. Now you can go. Sorry, people.
Nah, so, you know, I promise my son a game every year. You know what I'm saying?
Let him talk, man.
I'm just saying, so you can, like, I promise my
Shut
son.
The fuck up. I promise my okay, son. Good.
What's wrong with that?
No, I was just.
But shut the fuck up.
I just heard a lot of, you got to understand for where I'm coming from, man. I've heard a whole lot of shit with niggas using my son. So it's just funny with me.
Right. Oh, okay, gotcha. I heard niggas like,
my kids.
Yeah,
I
heard a nigga say he can't make it.
Right. My son. Like, look, I'm really taking the initiative, guys. Yeah. Like,
I'm sorry, man. I'm stupid. Go ahead.
But no, I promise him a game every year, NBA game every year. And, you know, just because I didn't like Charlotte, I still like to watch Kemba play because he was nice. So I let him pick who we go see. So, you know, we went and seen Westbrook and Paul George, and then we ended up going to see LeBron James last season.
That's fine.
You know what I'm saying? So now I'm like, nigga, I ain't trying to go see no motherfucking Charlotte. Nigga, like, who Charlotte? I want to watch in Charlotte, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? That shit pisses me off.
It's fucked up, though.
Like, that game is going to be trash regardless. Sorry, Charlotte Hornets, but damn.
You still should support the team. Like,
huh?
You still should support the team, man.
Exactly. Home team.
Got to show love,
man. We going somewhere. Fuck love that, team. Man. We gonna
if you're
going
to be like team head, you got to be all the way.
We're going to Brooklyn or something. I don't
know. Panthers, they suck. I am Nugent. All you want to fucking do is worry about what the
they
fuck you wearing.
They don't suck, though. They're not that bad, though. They could be worse.
They good team, but I don't know.
I mean, fuck the Panthers.
They got some. They got some players.
Fuck the NFL. I don't even fucking know what you're gonna do. I boycott that shit. I'm done with them niggas. Fuck them.
That's acceptable.
Yeah, that's just how I feel. Like, only reason I fuck with them last season is because fucking the Giants. I ain't never been to an NFL game, so the Giants came. I was like, because I was gonna boycott that season. Then I was like, oh, the Giants is coming to Carolina. I was like, I gotta go.
But they always coming.
And I seen Odell, all that shit cool.
Yeah, anyway, I ride with Cap. Fuck y'all niggas, man. This nigga making excuses. They come to Carolina.
I had to go see him. Like, I had to get that feeling.
And then
I had to get that
feeling. And them niggas is trash.
Right.
Who?
Both of them.
Nah, it was a good game, though. It was worth it. It was a good game.
You try to make an excuse.
That was a game where the motherfucking the Panthers fucking kicker made the longest in his career some shit.
Okay.
It was a good game. Odell did a baseball thing. Game. It was a good game.
We'll see a baseball game.
Baseball so whatever is trash.
Baseball is trash.
It's not that trash.
Nah,
no.
Baseball trash, but I'm going to go see the Woodpeckers.
Did you used to play baseball, though?
Nah, never. I used to only play basketball.
I'm going to go see the Woodpeckers.
But I used to watch
baseball.
I used to watch baseball.
What are you laughing at?
Shut the fuck up, Dave.
Are you laughing because you said you're going to see Woodpeckers?
I'm going to go see the Woody Woodpeckers. What up?
Nah, ain't nobody going to see that trash.
I'm going to go see them niggas. Fuck that.
He said, pause. Oh, now you want to pause because he said it. You've been talking about Woodpecker all day.
Yo, pause.
I'm going to see the Woodpecker.
Nah, I ain't going to see no Woodpecker.
Yeah, we all going to see Woodpeckers. Pause.
But nah, there's a lot of crazy shit going on in the NBA, though.
Dirty Water's going to support Woodpeckers.
Yeah, we said we're going.
I'm copping the gear.
Yeah, we're going to get
jerseys.
I got the Peckers hat for
Dirty Water jerseys is going to say Dirty Peckers on it, though.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we on
Dirty Peckers. Not doing Dirty Peckers.
Dirty Peckers. See, I quit, though.
I said Dirty Pecker, and then in the back is going to be like, the dirtiest pecker.
The dirtiest pecker. No.
You know what I'm saying?
See, now you do a lot.
Freak them out.
They're like, what? That's the dirtiest pecker, no? Oh, my God, man. So, yo, what the fuck? I don't know, man. Y'all niggas,
You got any bill shit?
You got...
Nope.
Ain't nothing been popping?
Oh, yeah, what? We might have talked about that.
Talked about what?
We talked about the all that coke they found in Philly.
Oh, yo, you in Philly, so yo, you ain't had nothing to do with that shit, did you, Keem?
Oh, what?
Why would I say that?
Why would you do that?
Well, I'm just asking. Like, what the fuck? He in Philly, you know, he found all the coke.
How'd you get that studio, buddy?
Right.
I worked
on it. Oh, shit, man. You getting a lot of niggas is like blue papers, man. You fucking with you.
Nah, they be fucking with a shout out to everybody. Yeah, they know we don't be snitching.
Yeah, this ain't an OG episode.
Nah,
you know,
I'm just talking
Jesus Christ.
But nah, JP Morgan and all them niggas had all that coke out there.
Y'all went and got that.
I had to get that. What kind of inside Philadelphia scoop do you have?
I don't have any scoop on that at all.
Damn, what are you good? What you good for in Philly?
I don't know.
Get to the studio, record niggas, get them right, get them out of there, get paid.
That's it.
My nigga. What's the funniest thing? What's the in the studio, everybody try to rap.
Ooh.
The funniest thing.
Yeah, there you go.
I've ever seen? Like,
in
the studio. Because, you know, some niggas be trying to get together, you looking like, nigga.
Nah, so.
This shit is not working.
So, all right. This is a while ago. This wasn't even in this studio. This was one time I went to the studio with my little brother.
Okay.
He had bought a friend, and I don't think this friend had ever even went to the studio in his life.
Never, you know what I'm saying?
Probably never. Maybe she tried, but he was whack. And my little brother was just like sticking.
He probably like,
because that was his man. That was his home. I mean, he was riding for him.
He had a PlayStation beat.
Shout out to little bro.
The beat was fire. Beat was fire. But my little brother could rap his ass off, so he goes in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
He spits his verse. He does what he has to do. And then his man goes, and he's just terrible. He can't get right in the booth at all.
The
engineer is looking back like, yo, you got to go help your man.
Yeah.
You got to help him. So my little brother had to go in the booth, help him spit the verse.
Ooh.
But ain't niggas getting paid by the hour though?
Yeah, but it was just so bad. Like I was on the sideline dying. I don't even know his name, take your time, my nigga.
How you go to the studio and your man's gotta help you run?
Cause he was that bad.
Get your ass out of there.
So that was the funniest experience I've ever had.
I mean, everybody ain't a spitter.
Yeah, that's what you should realize. Like, coming straight up.
Jones,
like, I'm getting something. This ain't
Jones wasn't a spitter at first,
but he's nice though.
But he nice now.
You gotta work on your craft.
You ain't never heard Jones' first of recording session. I'm sure it wasn't that great.
It wasn't that great, but
a
lot he worked on his craft though.
A lot right. of them.
Well, I don't think he was that bad though. As that.
He was thinking like didn't have nothing to really say. Like
my little brother definitely knows. Yo, Lil, what's up, man? Yo. He knows what I'm talking
about.
He
should just freestyle. Because he probably looking at the paper, can't read his own shit. Taking him a minute. He
can't read his own
Yeah, rhyme. That's exactly. the problem. He just can't read his own shit.
That was bad, though.
So they be like, come through with the sword. It's 777.
Right.
772. Hold on.
You sound like you got some experience with
right.
that.
Sound like he rapping like it sound like he reading off the fucking paper.
Yeah, it was bad.
Niggas sound like Reading Rainbow when he rap.
Reading Rainbow.
Oh shit! Get a bouncing ball for this nigga when he
rap. Sure it's a lot of niggas out here need bouncing balls when they rapping out.
Yeah, what you doing?
Like, yo, do them niggas be coming to the studio with lean and all that shit? Be passing out?
I don't know.
What's the stupid rap?
What you mean? What's the stupid rap?
Tell the people what you really looking for.
What am I looking for when I listen to music?
You say it's hot. Like, we like, damn, the nigga going hard.
Me personally, I like bars. I definitely like bars. Substance, storytelling.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you able to sign niggas?
Am I able to sign niggas?
Yeah.
The nigga, he owns a studio.
I have a studio, yes. I can sign niggas, yes.
Oh, we're going to talk when we get off of this. Then.
Yes.
So we're going to figure, okay. Yes. Something now. All right, go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, so...
Hear that?
Yeah, I'm looking for bars. That's,
you need to get your shit in order, people.
I'm just listening. I'm looking for bars. Just bars. Substance, storytelling, nothing more.
Damn, so you're not looking for production?
Production is a part of all of that, though. That's definitely, your shit has to sound great.
You don't never think, like, you might overlook an artist?
Anybody can overlook artists.
You know what I'm saying? Because I feel like most people do. You might be like, nah, he's not getting it, but he's going somewhere until you hear something. Be like, damn, that is kind of hot.
Yeah, that happens a lot though.
Really, in the studio when you go in there?
Not just in the studio. I think that happens everywhere. Like it happens with a lot of artists. That's how they got put on. Somebody probably overlooked them, and they got a second shot with someone else.
You gotta have the ear for the now.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, because a lot of shit that we like, not necessarily is the hottest shit or is making the most money out here. But you know, the shit we do like is making money.
Right.
But you can't, you know, you just can't put that other bullshit behind, you know, can't overlook that shit.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, when I say the bullshit, you know, that catchy shit.
The catchy shit.
Yeah, the catchy shit. It's some nigga out there with some catchy shit.
That's going to get on.
We done seen a lot of people that's talented, can spit bars, but do the catchy shit just because, you know what I'm saying?
Right. I'm not talking about. I mean, if you could do that, if you could do both, then more power to you. Bro.
That's few and far.
Yeah, that's talking about like.
It's not a lot of people that do that though.
Ain't nobody doing that.
Another question is: have you had somebody ever come up to you and be like, "Yo, I want you to listen to a couple of my sessions"? You know, just seeing my am I ready?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody ever done that to you?
Yeah, a couple people did that. I would say so. Yeah.
Even you telling me like, "Yo, it sucks," this ain't it?
Nah, I don't think anybody that was ever so bad. Would do that. Like, you have to know if your music is trash, I feel.
Yeah.
Cause music is one. It's a universal thing.
Nah, yeah. Niggas be don't be knowing that their music is trash.
That's true.
They just got a lot of yes men. Yeah.
That's cause people gas them. But I mean, if you listen to your shit and you, if your opinion on music is a good opinion,
I feel like niggas should be able to take constructive criticism.
Yes, but I think if you have a solid opinion on music and your taste in music is solid, then you should be able to make music.
Yeah.
Or I feel like I feel like if you've done music long enough, you should be getting
you
better.
You should get good at it. Yes, exactly.
I feel like you should be a bigger critic to yourself.
Yeah, always. You should be a bigger
critic. Yeah,
like, but yeah, you can't. You also can't listen to your stuff so much because then you'll start to feel like it's good anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You'll start to dry yourself out like, this shit is all right now. Nah, it's not all right. It's just that you listen to it a lot.
Right.
That's all.
And then some, a lot of artists don't even try to listen to new rap. They could listen to some old.
Sometimes that's good,
you
though.
You know what I'm
saying? No, so sometimes that's good. Yeah. Some artists I've met, like, so they don't listen to anyone.
Do
like,
the same thing as the new people do.
Like, I know my little brother, he did that before. Like, he just didn't listen to anyone but himself. Mm-hmm. And he just went off that, and he made better music.
Yeah, I think that's kind of vital for during the recording process, because you don't want to sound like nobody else. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's real easy to grab an influence from somebody that you listen to.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then you're going to be like, damn, who am I really? Nah.
You got some nice little spit bars, but the way you spit.
Them niggas lock in.
I think a lot of shit relies on the mixing and the song and the mixing in the production and the beats, too.
That's true. I know some good producers in Philly.
But a lot of people don't take their time into doing that.
I know some people that do, though, so I'm...
No, I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying just in general.
But why wouldn't you, though? That's your music, though. That's what you're putting out to the people.
I agree with
that. If it don't sound good to you, why the fuck would you put it out?
Nah, some people think it still just sounds good and they just want to put it out.
I mean, content is important, too, though. So it depends on what your marketing strategy is and all that other good stuff. So you got to put out a bunch of stuff at a certain time, you know, like mass marketing. You have to do shit like that, but.
So for you to be up north, New York, Philly dude, who's some
New
of your
York,
who's
New
some
York,
of your
New
favorite?
York. So I'm not a Philly dude.
I have you on ticket.
Let's get it straight.
This nigga's a Philly dude.
A Bronx nigga.
Thank you.
He don't fuck with A Boogie. I fuck with A Boogie. I'm still listening to A Boogie album to this day.
I ain't a Fayetteville nigga.
He don't fuck with A Boogie.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
I'm saying.
Not a Fayetteville
nigga. Thank you. I fuck with a lot of other people from the Bronx, though, so that's fine.
That's what I say. A lot of, it depends on people's taste.
That Hoodie CJ album is hard. I'm still listening to that shit.
A Boogie is a spit, but some people just don't. This ain't for you. No matter how they go hard, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You might like one every two things, but it just ain't for you.
That's not exactly. He's not my favorite artist.
All right, so for you to be a New York nigga,
what
New York dude?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
trying to cut back on the nigga.
On a nigga word.
Yeah, trying to, but it probably won't happen.
Nah, nigga,
it probably won't happen.
Nigga, man. I'm just proud of you today, yo.
Shut up. I already know what you're gonna say. We ain't
this nigga cutting back on pork and nigga.
And nigga.
That's this nigga changing.
Oh my God.
I don't know what type of shit this is. I ain't never met this Lex before.
Yeah, you gonna wear the John
back
Glethers
on pork. Really? Yo, with socks on, man. Yeah. With jeans.
Yo, John Glethers with socks on.
You know with jeans.
Y'all niggas.
King of New York.
So yo, Kim, check this out. See,
yes.
Back to business.
No, fuck that, because this
you
is
ain't get the
you.
Only one to Miss Wallace.
Yo, King, this is the only reason why these niggas come to the podcast. They have no other reason to come here. They just come here just to crack jokes on me.
On you?
Yeah.
Was that joking on him?
They don't even go in on each other.
Was that joking on him? Let me get on Lex.
Let me get on Lex. He got
damn.
This.
Was
he's
that
doing
joking
this,
on
doing
him?
That.
Yeah.
Was fuck that joking these on niggas, him? Keem. Fuck these niggas, Keem.
He's sensitive.
He always tell us fucking that.
I be chilling, minding my business, and you know.
No, I be like, yo.
I still love him, but you know.
Nigga, we record some of this shit before this show happened. They be like, damn. I see why them niggas be going harder. Yeah. He be abusive, man.
I be
you
abusive.
You ask for some ice. We need to shit yourself.
Jesus
I be
pieces.
Abusive.
You ask for some juice. Drink it straight, motherfucker.
Yo, for you to be a New Yorker, right?
Yes.
Who's some of your favorite South artists?
Nah.
Shut up, man.
Answer this. Do you hate when groups or whatever labels come out?
Do I what?
You hate when labels come out and everybody sounds the same.
You just going to block my whole question.
Everybody sound the same?
Yeah.
No, it depends on how it sounds. If it sounds good and then they all sound the same, it doesn't matter.
Okay. That don't matter to
reason,
you?
Reason no. I say because
if it sounds
like,
good and it's a specific sound, that's what it is.
Do you listen
that's
to
how some people operate.
Young Dolph?
Sometimes, yes.
What's the name? Key?
Key?
Not Tay Key, but...
Now, he fucked with a bunch
Key
of different...
Glock. What's the name of the other rapper? The one that sounds like...
Key Glock.
Key Glock. You don't think him and Dro sound alike, even though they on the same label?
Am I Dolph?
I mean Dolph, I'm saying.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if they sound like, I feel like.
They gonna have their audience.
Yeah, somebody's listening to them.
That's always one of those.
There's a lot of people that sound alike, but depends on who likes you and who doesn't, I guess.
Yeah.
Some of them niggas.
Yo, who's some of your favorite artists from the South?
From the South,
No, Jeezy. No matter what era, just
Jeezy.
Jeezy. Hmm.
Ross is from the South. Definitely Ross.
Hmm.
2 Chainz.
Mm. Told you. I fuck with
Weezy.
2
Chainz. Is no from way. The South. I had to throw him in there.
What about Weezy now?
He said top. Okay.
He said all time though.
Top 5 from the South.
Okay. And I gotta throw it up.
All right, dear, my
can I throw in 2 people? Can I throw in UGK or can I? Or can,
do I have to do now you want to throw in 2? That's what I'm saying. I'm telling you.
But UGK is a different type of thing, though.
It is.
It was tough.
I would throw in UGK.
It was tough.
Or I would just say Pimp C. I think he's a better rapper than Bun B. People used to laugh at Pimp C sometimes when he used to rap and shit back in the day.
Really?
Because he was different.
Definitely on like
in New York.
On Big Pimpin'.
In New York, I can understand
down,
that.
Coming down, pulling up, keeping lean up in my... That shit was hilarious.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie.
But
yeah.
It was fire when you look back at it.
Mm.
It's definitely fire.
I feel like they probably did the same because Young Thug, I was that way.
That's because niggas ain't heard his other music.
Exactly. I have, though.
He ain't heard his other music.
That shit was fire. In itself, does Memphis... is like Tennessee does count, right?
Hell yeah.
So, I mean...
Them niggas country.
You got... 3-6 Mafia is.
Mm-hmm. They got.
I'm glad you said them.
Pure fire.
Right. Man. I'm glad you said you started with them.
I'm telling you.
Project
3-6 Mafia nice. Came out. It was,
they birthed a lot in there.
He also got No Limit.
It was on that
I'm missing
hit,
a lot of people. I'm missing a lot of people. It's hard.
I just like the nice. Fact that it sounds like you done your homework.
Of course.
I like that.
3-6 is hard.
For sure.
3-6 is definitely hard. Project Pat.
Project Petta.
He did another song, Cheese and Dope, featuring Young Dolph and Kate, what's the name?
You don't fuck with Gucci?
I fuck with Gucci hard. You know I fuck with Gucci.
You don't fuck with OJ Juice?
You know, when I was here.
You don't fuck with OJ Juice?
I don't fuck with Gucci.
Juice, man.
Yeah,
I fuck
they
with Gucci
don't
hard.
Fuck with Gucci, man. Fuck's wrong with him, man.
I don't fuck with
when I was here with this nigga with him summers and shit, he used to bump that shit hard.
I can't do
him.
It.
Yo, tell him again, Keem.
Yeah, nigga.
That's a bump that Gucci, nigga.
Nigga, I know. You used to bump it with me. I tell you to turn that shit. Man, I don't want to hear that shit. Put some Jeezy on, thanks.
Yeah, Jeezy's good, too.
Nah, come on, man. Jeezy was hard, too. But Gucci, man.
Gucci
was coming out with some shit.
Gucci came a long way, though. Gucci still
a long way.
The same
he
way we
nice
talked
though.
About Cam coming out with them mixtapes, that's what Gucci was doing.
Yeah.
Right.
I like that shit. I like them shit you got with Kiss.
Oh, yeah.
And I fuck with OJ the Juice Man just because I know you're not worried about what's going on.
Hey, okay.
He's out here.
Hey.
Feel me?
I ain't gonna lie. I used to hate that shit. Like, hey, I'm like, damn, I
hell no, nigga. I
but then after that, after a while, man, shit got on. Like, it was bumping.
Nigga, I was, when Juelz came out, nigga, everybody was saying, hey, he's yelling that shit out.
Oh, yeah.
Matter of fact, that's how I get my dog's attention now, nigga.
That's
a fact. Hey! And she turned around and looked at me. It's over. It's real shit, man. New York.
Yo, so what you got? What's your plans for the future? What's your plans for the future? I know you plan on expanding the fucking studio and shit. What else you want to do?
Studio. Definitely want to
studio.
Open up, herbal supplement business.
Okay.
Yeah, that. Maybe a juice bar, if I can, and that's just all off of. Business after business.
Ooh, juice bar. See, I be on my health shit.
Me too.
We ain't no juice bars around here. It sucks.
They don't have nothing down here?
Probably do, but it's...
Nah, it's Tropical Smoothie Cafe.
I don't want that shit.
I fuck with them, but... You know what I mean? Like, what's some of the good shit to eat around? Like, what's the, like...
Around where?
Like, what's the best shit to eat? Like, what's good for the
what
body?
What you eating? Is you eating healthy
body?
Or you eating junky?
I'm definitely eating healthy. What I do every day... Not just food wise, just to
walnuts and cheese.
Well, cheese is terrible for you, but
yeah,
that's bad.
Ricardo.
Walnuts are definitely good for your brain, but
for the brain,
good for the brain.
Pistachio.
I take moringa powder every morning.
Who?
What is that? Moringa powder.
Yeah, what is that?
It's a leaf. It comes from a plant. It basically gives you a bunch of the minerals and vitamins that you need throughout the day. And it kind of gives you like a boost of energy. Black seed oil. It's good for your immune system. I take that every day too.
Yep. I'm taking notes. I'm telling you right now. Please do.
Black seed oil?
Black seed oil.
Okay, what's that?
It's basically a spice.
Okay.
Kind of, but it's in a liquid form. Or you can get it in a capsule, but the liquid form is the most pure.
Okay.
It helps fight against a lot of things. I can't say that it fights cancer, but it helps.
Just get your body right.
It definitely gets your body right all around. And certain herbs are always good for you too. Like depending on your circumstance. Hibiscus tea. That's something that I drink all the time. Limes, lemons. That. Yeah, that's good for you. It's good for your heart, blood pressure.
You know that blood pressure shit. It's crazy. Running our family and shit.
It's bad in itself, specifically. Yeah.
I think it runs in a lot of black families.
Yeah.
Yeah, all that lard.
Yeah.
I think it's the meat. I think it's the salt, the sugars, the
pork.
All that bullshit.
Kool-Aid.
Exactly. You smart.
That's what I think it is.
That's exactly what it is.
Pork skins.
I mean, that's why I try to cut back on all that bullshit.
You're right. Definitely right.
Trying to live out here.
Word up. Especially for these kids.
The skin of the salmon still.
I love bacon.
Salmon's not so bad. You said you love bacon.
I love salmon.
Can't give it up.
Yeah.
I mean, I ain't say I couldn't give it up. I just said I love bacon.
I love to put bacon on salmon.
I don't do that though.
Take the oil from the bacon, drench it in it.
Are you planning on coming back down here Memorial Day?
Of course.
We're having a cookout Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, I would be here.
Yeah, we got steak salmons.
We're going to have everything, bro. We're going to have fucking steak, chicken, ribs, salmon.
Chicken juice on ribs.
Chicken juice on ribs.
It's just chicken juice on ribs. You know, grandma... Moms, everybody, auntie, they gonna make all the sides.
Everybody's gonna be in
potato salad, all that type of shit.
I know how it works.
Hopefully, baked potatoes, pork wrapped around
them. Yo, King, we appreciate you coming out here fucking with us on Dirty Water Podcast.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
I appreciate y'all for having me.
We definitely probably gonna bring your ass back. Be doing something, nigga. Bring some more content to our shit.
Of course.
Dirtiest Water.
You know what I mean? Hey, check us out on Twitter, dirty_water_NC. Check us out on Instagram, dirty_water_podcast. Check us out on Facebook, Dirty Water Podcast.
Check us out.
Dave, what's your shit?
Dirty Water Dave B. Holla at me.
Yo, King, you got Instagram?
Yes, I do.
What's your Instagram? Tell him.
_KEEM_
All right. Hey, you fuck with this podcast?
Do I fuck with this podcast?
Yeah.
You asking me that? Of course I fuck with this podcast.
All right, cool.
You already know.
I also want to say happy birthday to my beautiful daughter. She just turned 3.
Happy birthday to her.
Happy birthday.
Took her ass to Great Wolf Lodge out there in Charlotte. We had a great time.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Fucking happy birthday to the beautiful Aaliyah, which is my goddaughter, Marco's daughter.
Okay.
She just turned, I want to say, 11. Happy birthday to Keem. His birthday just hit for us.
Right.
Happy birthday, bro.
Appreciate you
coming here fucking with us and shit.
Of course.
We out this bitch, Europe.
Moses.
Give me a